Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Our topic today is God keeps his promises to you. Psalm 37 verse 3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." God makes promises to us. He does this because he wants to bless us and connect us to his faithfulness. Always remember that whatever God requires, he provides. Whenever we make a promise, such as to our children, we think it through because we have every intention of fulfilling our promise and providing something good to our children. Most promises from God are conditional, meaning some type of response is needed. This is not done to prove our worthiness. This is to involve us in the process of God's blessing. Many of us have been burned by people who promised but never delivered. It is a painful experience that can affect your ability to trust again. But let me say that while it is an unfortunate reality in life with people, don't transfer that distrust or hesitancy to God. David said, "Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." It is whatever you need or want that is consistent with the will of God. So here are the conditions to the promise. Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, feed on his faithfulness, delight yourself in the Lord, commit your way to the Lord, and again it says, trust in him. And again, the conditions that God places on a promise is not to prove our worthiness, but to involve us in the process of blessing. That's a very key point. Know that when you trust the Lord, he shall bring it, whatever it is that you need, to pass in your life. I've added a link to the full message that I taught last Sunday about how to delight in the Lord in this blog. God bless and be encouraged.